Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. News and comment. The formation and dissolution of political parties in Islam. News. The Interior Ministry on Friday notified the ban of the Tehreek al-Labbaik Pakistan, TLP, saying that federal government had quote-unquote responsible grounds to believe the religio-political party was connected to terrorism. Source, Dawn. Comment. The mutiny of 1857 was made an example for the people of the subcontinent to warn them against rising up against those in power. The British set that example, but even today, the rulers continue to follow it. Since even before its creation, Pakistan had been entangled in a constant struggle between nationalist and religious ideologies. Prior to the partition of the Indian subcontinent, the Indian National Congress emerged as a so-called quote-unquote representative party for all the peoples of India. However, it soon became clear that the Congress leaders were mainly working to create a Hindu-dominated government while presenting it as a national movement. Muslim leaders like Muhammad Ali Jinnah, Muhammad Ali Johar, Maulana Abdul Kalam Azad, and Hussain Shaheed Sohrawardi worked with the Indian National Congress because the idea of separation never appeared as a solution, but they believed a united subcontinent as they have always seen it. But over time, they realized that the Congress mainly served Hindu interests, leaving Muslims behind. In response, a new party was formed to protect Muslim rights, the All India Muslim League. The party was a product of the human mind that gave its own definition of Muslim survival and revival. Islam demands that all ideas must manifest from Islamic ideology. Compromising then led to a half-cooked solution which belonged neither to Islam nor to the modern world. About 40 years after it was founded, the League achieved its main goal, the creation of a separate homeland for the Muslims of India. In the end, nationalist ideas won, but they were wrapped in religious freedoms to gain the support of Muslim population. We, the Muslims of Pakistan, till this day struggle with total submission to the nationalistic ideology. The hand-me-down Islamic emotion is too deep-rooted in us to not protest for Palestine, and thus this makes a stronger chance for this emotion to be exploited. Since politics is care and concern for public affairs, the political party in Islam is the assembling of a believing group on the basis of Islam, which is all goodness, and a call to it is a political doctrine and a system that governs life. Regarding political parties, the draft constitution prepared by Hizb ut-Tahrir says, quote, Muslims have the right to establish political parties to hold rulers accountable or to reach power through the ummah on the condition that it is based on the Islamic creed and that the rulings they adopt are Islamic rulings. The establishment of the party does not require any licensing, and any bloc based on anything other than Islam is prohibited. End quote. It is also not permissible for a group among Muslims to be based on anything other than the basis of Islam as a belief and a system. While according to the Article 7 of the Constitution of Pakistan, every citizen shall have the right to form associations or unions, subject to any reasonable restrictions imposed by law in the interests of sovereignty and integrity of Pakistan, public order, or morality. The recent crackdown on Tehreek al-Labbaik, Pakistan, under the Anti-Terrorism Act and the ban of the political party shows that the government of Pakistan has different standards for a political party than the standards of Islam. Tehreek al-Labbaik, Pakistan is a political party that, like other religious political groups, has participated in the elections and holds a seat in the assembly, which shows its submission to the system and its conflict with the idea of a political party in Islam. So the treatment given to Tehreek al-Labbaik is coming from a system that was first acknowledged and accepted by them and later criticized by them, and thus in response to a sit-in against government policy on Palestine, the followers who took to the roads were even given the treatment of the protesters of the mutiny of 1857, which shows the hand-me-down British ruling emotion carried by today's leadership. This shows that the problem is with the religious element. Once it is completely swapped with a policy of national interest, it will become acceptable to the state. If today Tahrik al-Labbaik Pakistan drops the religious viewpoint, even though it keeps its name as it is, it will become harmless for the rulers of Pakistan. It is not permissible for political parties to participate in secular rule that excludes Islam from power, neither by forming governments nor by participating in them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. And whoever does not judge by what Allah has revealed, then it is those who are the defiantly disobedient. Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 47. The situation today in Pakistan demands the solution that was needed a century back. Not the birth of All India Muslim League, nor the demise of Tahrik al-Labbaik of today, but to reconnect to the root of Islam, to resign the state to the deputy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will only judge according to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a ruler who would assign his forces to free the land of Al-Quds from the claws of the Zionists. This time can serve as a turning point for Muslims to reconnect with their collective identity rooted in Islam, an identity transcending borders, ethnicities, and languages. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَعَبُدُونَ. Indeed, this, your religion, is one religion, and I am your Lord, so worship me. Surah Al-Anbiya, Ayah 92. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Akhlaq Jihan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.